This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We're back at it today. God bless you.
No, it was a cough.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But thank you anyway. Thank you.
You can't trust a cough after 30, Mac. I'm just telling you. What is it Theo Von says? You can't trust a fart after 30?
Yeah, that's...
You can't, but you can't trust a cough either.
You ever try to cough and pee at the same time at the urinal? Oh, my goodness. You want to talk about a challenge for a man.
Look like a giraffe.
I told that story off the air, didn't I?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Denver Zoo, two giraffes going at it. Oh, it was spectacular.
Hell of a climax.
Oh, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it.
And that's how we're starting Thursday.
That's right. It is Thursday, right? Well, what else are we supposed to do? All the schools are closed. Kids are home again. It's so damn cold out. What was the lowest temperature you saw in your
negative
car
10.
Driving? Oh, you saw negative 10?
I have
10.
A video of it.
Okay, yeah. Negative 10. Well, I had, I think, negative 7 was the lowest that I saw driving in. So
yeah, I had 8 below.
8 below zero. And that's, again, that's real temperature, folks. That's
unreal.
Not wind chill. That's not, you know, feels like, though, that's like legit temperature. Temperatures right now.
I will say this is as push and pee here, they say, push and positivity. I don't think that's the reference in the rap song, but that's what I'm saying. I think this is it.
This is it. Yes.
I think this is like the final boss of winter. You get through today, and I'll explain. You get through today, and I get it. Tomorrow is going to be like 30, but it's going to feel like a heat wave.
A high of 29 tomorrow,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
What is that going to feel like? That's going to feel like summer.
Yeah,
no, it is. It's going to feel so warm outside tomorrow.
And then Saturday, Sunday, obviously warmer and warmer. And then next week, it's like in the mid to high 50s.
Yeah, I saw 59 on Monday or Tuesday. Then into the 60s late in the week. And, you know, I've been looking at that 45-day forecast on AccuWeather. Because
got his Farmer's Almanac next to his Folgers.
I do, man, because I hate this weather so much. Like, it's just and that's why I'm so excited today. Dodgers-Cubs for training baseball. I'll be watching.
I mean,
hey, robot umps.
What is that,
I'm interested.
2 p.m. or something
2 p.m.?
Like
yeah. Yeah, it'll be on somewhere, I'm sure. Some station will be carrying
right
it.
Right after my nap.
You know, and so you get robot umpires, you get sun in Arizona. So a couple of cool things in baseball.
Yeah.
And we get Vern later on today, and then the weather starts to turn. And then I think looking at that 45-day forecast, we are pretty much, and there'll be some days in the 40s and whatnot, but after this, who the hell cares?
That's
take your shirt off weather and go to the pool, you know?
I might have lied about golf because a buddy texted me last night. I was like, what are your plans next Monday and Tuesday mid-afternoon? I was like, why? I was like, do you need help moving something? Because when you get that from your buddy, it's like, hey, what's up? Are you busy next week, Monday or Tuesday? Like during the week, you're like, oh, are you?
You're old enough to hire a mover.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, probably. I mean, you know, be home by about noon. Okay, I was wondering if you wanted to golf, and I was like,
Is the snow still going to be out there though?
Or it'll be gone by Monday morning.
Okay, but if what it's kind of swampland will
it'll
be then?
It'll be mucky. I mean, you'll definitely need two towels and two pairs of socks. And
you'll be
mud splashing for sure. I mean, a lot of mud balls.
I mean, it's got to be awful.
I mean, I'm so stir crazy, Bob. Like,
I know, you get out.
Like,
you do,
I've got to get out and do something. Like yesterday, I literally had a thrill. parking my car in the back of Hy-Vee's parking lot just to walk
in. Just to walk further. Yeah, I do it all the time, too. I park as far away as I can to walk in.
I was like, I don't want
to
go home.
Yeah. No, but imagine having two kids and a wife there that haven't been out of the house in a while either. And, you know, not being able to go to school. Like, this sucks for the kids. I know we joke about it and all, but, I mean, they're cooped up just like everybody else.
Sure.
Nobody wants
and
this going on.
And their attention span's way less than ours.
I mean, like, it's terrible.
Right. Yeah, we could, like, read.
Yeah, right. you know, do something, or you know.
You could go prep for the show.
Right, exactly. That's kind of what I've been doing, because I feel like I've been on house arrest, you know, with all this kind of stuff going on, because there's, like, you go to the gym afterwards, and that's such a big relief to, you know, to do stuff like that. Like, today I'm going to Hy-Vee. They've got Bubbly on sale. I'm very excited about that.
Michael Bublé?
And so I'm like, ooh, Bubbly's on sale. I think I'll stop on the way home just to do something, right? Yeah. And to kind of get out of the house. So I know all other parents are feeling that as well. Like, the kids want to go to school. They want to be out of the house. They're tired of it. And I think this is probably the last day of that. I think we'll probably get back tomorrow to school. And then, as you've been talking about, we're kind of home free, you know, down the stretch as we get closer and closer to moving the clocks forward 17 days from that. And then spring is here. And, you know, all of a sudden that's all she wrote. Then it's summertime and everybody's having a good time going, oh, it's so hot. And then remember these days.
You'll be begging for the Coors Light train to come through your neighborhood.
That's exactly right.
People all over the world. But no, you get through today. But again, Ben Maller, 7:15, Josh Verner, live in Arizona today at 8 o'clock here on this show. Then tonight, Vern's Hot Stove Show.
Hot Stove.
Live from Arizona at 6 p.m. So you'll hear us talk about that a little bit. And then tomorrow, the Royals are on this radio station at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that's why I say get through this today. And then, like, this is it. If you can power through today, like, this is your Thursday. Literally, like in weather terms,
For the winter. Like, yeah, this is
and then it's over. And then we can all be in better moods. You can, because this does. I'm not gonna lie, this weather can kind of make you a grouch. You know, you wake up, you're just pissed.
Yeah,
get up, you're like, I don't care.
Yeah,
shut up.
I mean, like, I like going outside and just sitting for 10 minutes, you know, at a time to get the vitamin D. And what, you can't even do that. Like.
Yeah.
I went outside yesterday at 7 o'clock, right? Just to see what the temperature and how it was, because all those people that were sitting, not many, I'm surprised. You know, I thought there'd be more at the soccer game last night, quite honestly. People going, I'm going, you know, one of those type of things. And, you know, it was a decent enough crowd. But, like, so I went outside at 7 o'clock just to see. I was out there for maybe 2 minutes. I'm like, I'm back in, man. Like, God love you if you went to that damn soccer game last night.
Which you got exactly you wanted.
Messi
started
scored,
and he scored in the 56th minute, which is when I would have left.
And then you get up and leave at that.
Which you would have
time,
survived
right?
the first half, a halftime, and then, I guess, you know, 10 minutes into the second half, 11 minutes into the second half, Messi scores, boom, bye, game ends, 1-0.
Yeah, it's over.
1-0.
Yeah, you got what you wanted. Did you know these two teams are playing again next week in Fort Lauderdale? Like, they should have just flipped the games around and played the first one down there once they saw the forecast and then moved it up here. And so, you know, Sporting has to score 2 goals in order to advance. If they don't win by 2, then it's over. And
aggregate scoring.
Yeah, I like aggregate scoring. I think it's good. I think it's a lot of fun to do it that way. And you know, like, I think baseball, like, if they're doing their playoffs, aggregate scoring would be kind of a cool way to do
I've
things.
I've always said
know?
That's how fantasy football championships should be decided. I think you should play 2 weeks and whoever scores the most points in 2 weeks wins.
I kind of like that. I don't
now,
mind
some
that.
People will hate it because then you get into, like, week 16.
Right.
And there could be some people that rest their starters
Correct.
Or whatever. But I've always said that.
Or you can just move the fantasy weeks up, too. I mean, you could cut your fantasy season shorter, right? Make it a 12-week season and then play your final two
normally
games or something.
Yeah, normally
you know?
It's about 12, 13 weeks, and then you play, like, 3 rounds of playoffs. Yeah. First round of the top two teams get a bye, but...
You can always change that, you know, to do whatever you want. But no,
if you have an active commissioner.
Yeah, right.
Some guys are just like, all right, money's due, drafts in an hour. You're like, oh, all right, well, here we go.
Thank you very much. But aggregate scoring, I think, could be a lot of fun in these playoff games because if you win a game 10-0, like, you get no credit. Yeah, they should do it in hockey. Absolutely, mm-hmm. they should do
kids
it.
Like sports like that.
Yeah.
Like basketball's too tough. Football,
like
baseball, you could, I mean, like,
well, baseball, you could. Let's take that wild card round for a second. I know we're
play 2 games and
you play
a
game in Baltimore, you play a game in Kansas City. That's it. It's a 2-game series, aggregate scoring. Whoever scores the most runs in 2 games wins.
Right.
I kind of like that idea. I think that would be a lot of fun to give you the opportunity to absolutely have a home game in the playoffs if you make it in baseball.
Mm.
But just do something different. Just do something different that nobody else is doing.
If at the end of that second game, the aggregate score is tied.
Keep going.
Extras.
Yeah, okay. Good question. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
Two
expedited pitch clock. Yeah. You have 5 seconds to throw it.
Yeah, ghost runners on every base, and there's a zero pitch clock. Like, as soon as you get it, you got to throw it back.
And then we can see if that pitcher from Georgia still has that sort of swag. How about that guy?
Yeah, that guy. Wow.
That guy's what baseball needs, dude.
I love it. Yes,
if
absolutely.
You miss the video, there's a guy in college that pitches for Georgia, and he looks at the tying runner in the game, sticks his tongue out and gives him like a little, how you doing, Gene Simmons. And then he goes right back, throws a pitch, strike, no swing, caught looking, and then glove off and just gives himself a round of applause. I was like, that is the most charismatic thing and ballsy thing I've ever seen. Because one, that guy can't get thrown at, so he's invincible. But two, like, now you put your team at risk the next time you play that team.
A little bit, but you know what? Like, that's what baseball needs.
Yeah.
Like, I think we're out of the era of people getting mad at the bat flip. Like there was a time, and especially like Jose Bautista,
you might think. There's still some old hags in the league
I know, but those people, I got to be honest with you, you got to move those people out. You got to move those people out and get more people like that Georgia pitcher to come in and celebrate himself. But that's what we want.
How big
a star would that guy be in baseball if that guy went out there and do that kind of stuff, right? Like, people would absolutely love it. That's what baseball needs. You need personalities to move your game forward. That's why people are so excited about this hockey game. Yeah, it's Canada, U.S., but how much more excited are we because we had three fights in 9 seconds to start that game and both Tkachuk brothers are beating the snot out of some Canadian guy, right? Like, that's why we're involved in this game more so than anything, because you had that personality showing. People like it. Fans can relate and whatnot. And if you have a team with no personality, it's hard to kind of grasp on as a fan. So I love the celebrating in baseball.
Yeah. I don't know how much of the Mizzou game you guys watched last night. I watched minute for minute, second for second. Great game.
Yeah, I watched most of it. It was awesome.
Three things. Dennis Gates is about as cool as the other side of the pillow.
It's amazing how him and Tang have flipped roles in like a year.
Oh, yeah. And two, Nate Oates is probably one of the most annoying people in the entire world.
That's the Alabama coach, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you would have asked me who the Alabama coach was, no chance I would have known. But I know the name Nate Oates.
Three, the greatest thing of the game last night happened in the postgame.
You know, they
that's fantastic.
Perfect. In press conference over, I guess, right?
Have you heard this?
No.
Somebody pulled the fire alarm. Is that what we got going?
Please. Your attention, please.
Squid game.
A fire has been reported in the building.
Yeah, they were on fire tonight. That's for sure what was going on. We've known that for about 2 hours.
Self-deprecating moment. Like, got your ass kicked. Threw a temper tantrum that caused a technical foul in the game.
Great.
Like, knocking.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting the playboard out of your coach's assistant's hands, getting a technical, the marker went all over the court, and then the fire alarm
goes off.
And it's
like that.
Yeah, they're on fire tonight. We got our ass kicked.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 110-98.
That's a big score for a college game.
It was awesome,
right?
Man. Like, there was no defense, which I didn't need it. But Mizzou is just, I mean.
Everybody complains about defense in basketball. Nobody plays defense. And then you get a 110-98. That was a great game. You know, like, so for the folks who complain about defense, you want scoring. You want to see these guys score.
I mean, Mizzou, I mean, we'll talk about it later in the show. I mean, obviously, hockey's the focal point today, which is crazy to me. But good for it. But, like, look, man, Mizzou.
Mizzou setting themselves up for a great first-round knockout this year. I'll tell you that.
Don't do that. Oh, that'd be tough.
Because that's all that matters. This is fun. Do it in the tournament, right? Don't Norfolk State, Bucknell, Bradley, all that, you know?
Yeah, but to be fair, like, they went from not winning a conference game last year.
Oh, it's, yeah.
To absolutely, I mean, they've beaten three top five teams this year.
Yeah.
Kansas being one of them. And the thing that's crazy is they're playing in the SEC, which is the toughest conference and one of the toughest I've ever seen as a follower of college basketball. And they're winning against these type of, I mean, they were so much better than Alabama last night. It wasn't even close.
And this is the beauty of NIL and the transfer portal. And while Kansas fans are probably rueing the day that that came on, this gives an opportunity for a Missouri fan base that's been kicked in the nuts by their basketball team for the better part of two decades now to have the opportunity to quickly turn this thing around. It's great for coaches who are kind of on the hot seat as well. Like, you get this opportunity to put out a winning team. Like, Missouri is prime case for why the NIL and transfer portal works. Kansas is test case for why it doesn't work.
Yeah, Mizzou's best player last night had 31 points. He's a transfer from Duke. And he's a junior.
There you go.